Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Haikyuu Summit. I'm your host, Hannah.
And I'm Marley. Hopefully, my sound is a little bit better. I'm kind of hoping no one noticed except for me, but in case it sounded a little echoey, my apologies. I live in a house now, and I don't know how to handle it.
Rugs are expensive.
Yeah.
You just fill your house with rugs in every room.
Yeah, what do you expect from me? So now I'm in a smaller room with higher hopes. There is a yoga mat on the floor, so.
Ooh, some nice padding.
Yeah.
That might do. I thought for some reason there was like something else in the chat that we could mention.
Oh, well, I liked what Dane said about the goody two shoes.
That's it. Yes.
Okay. I have some thoughts on that. Should we start with that?
Yeah, sure. Wait, I want to talk about something else first.
Oh my goodness. What do you want to talk about, Hannah?
Only about like what we did yesterday.
Was it only yesterday?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
You want to tell him? It's not IQ related. I'm sorry.
No. We have mentioned that we're both Stays, which is Stray Kids fan base.
Yeah.
And we heard that they were performing. They are headlining at Lollapalooza Chicago. Now, if you know us, you know we're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of easy access. Not really, but yeah. Sort of.
But it's like the one music festival that's around the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big one. Yeah.
And we looked at ticket prices and we're like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
And we bought one-day tickets.
We bought one-day tickets.
To see Stray Kids!
It was not that bad.
I mean, it's probably going to end up being bad with, like, travel, food, and the entire outfit that we're probably going to buy.
What? Custom nails, custom merch shirts.
Merch.
All the photo cards I'm going to carry. Oh, my
goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to do that. But We're gonna plan. It's gonna be so fun.
It's gonna be so fun.
Marley's literally gonna come to the Midwest just to come see Stray Kids with me, and then she'll go home again.
Wait, no, we're actually probably not gonna do that. Well,
really?
We'll see.
I thought you had to.
I have to talk to my boss, because like the thing that's the worst is not being in work at all during the first days of the month, which is like, that's too bad because they're going to be playing on Friday and I'll obviously have to miss. But like, it's not that bad to work from home. Like if you're sick, you can work from home. You know, I'm not sick. I'm going to be in Chicago, but Kyle wants to see a Cubs game and the Twins are playing they're playing the Cubs.
No way.
But it's on like Monday, so we're not sure, but we might do that.
That'd be so fun.
Oh, and Kyle texted his family and his family might come to Chicago to watch the game if we do that.
Of course. They're like, we'll come see you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're like, look, we're already most of the way there. You guys just come the rest of the way.
For sure. We haven't been to Oregon.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll keep you all updated. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Is anyone else going? Let us know.
Yeah, we need to ask. I know we don't have like a ton of people that listen to like every episode, but
true.
You know, there's a chance.
Yeah.
The K-pop anime crossover is real.
We should do a fan meet.
We'll be doing a fan sign.
We'll have a booth at Lollapalooza. Don't worry, you guys.
We'll have a booth.
We're selling our merch since it keeps getting taken off of
our illegal merch, apparently.
That's funny.
Whoops. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Is that the next time we're going to see each other?
Yeah.
Cool. August. Sounds good.
Any other fun things to share at the top?
I don't think so. Well, so still no news about the Haikyuu movie, because I mean, like, maybe that could be the next time we see each other.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. If you're already flying here to see Stray Kids, I don't know.
Shoot. Come again, oh no, you'll have to come here.
Yeah, maybe I will. TBD on that. By the way, again, if you want to join the group chat, just send us a message and we'll add you. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Good place to chat with other people about Haikyuu.
Speaking of the chat, Dane had some good insight from our last episode about the Goody Two Shoes, and I think it makes a lot of sense. So Dane said, I have some thoughts on the Goody Two Shoes insult. I don't know what it is in Japanese, so maybe someone else will know about that. But she said, the Maya twins are all about experimentation and doing weird things. And to Atsumu, it might be an insult that Kageyama always adjusts to the hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Although Kageyama is brilliant and perfect in all his sets, he doesn't really do anything risky. So maybe it's an insult because Kageyama, the setter, isn't growing his skill. And this also means that the hitters aren't growing in their skill. Just my thoughts. And yeah. I think the key was that scene, right before Atsumu talks to him, it shows where Kageyama's like trying to communicate and like say like, hey, how was that? You know, and asking, are you trying to communicate?
Yeah.
Someone said, can you do this? And he's like, yep. And someone else at the camp commented, like, it's so amazing that he can literally adjust, like, perfectly to whatever people want, even if it's, like, super vague. But I think Atsumu has only seen him in this environment and only sees him being, like, robotic and, like, not doing anything risky, like dangerous.
Yeah. Like, oh, you want this? Okay, I'll do this.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not like, how about you could adjust to me a little bit? It's just like, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, trying new things. So I have a feeling that he just has only seen him in this specific context. And he is going to be super surprised and super impressed later.
Yes, because that is actually what Evelyn said too. She said, like, that's what I thought too, except that doesn't quite make sense either because of the whole minus tempo and the quick. But Atsumu doesn't know about that yet. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it, that he's about to be surprised, which is what Kageyama and Hina do best.
Yeah.
I think I missed a word in that sentence, but that's okay.
Yeah, we know what you meant. Hina do best.
Oh dear. Oh, you should send me, oh, I forgot to ask you this, you should send me a screenshot of your notes where you say, what did you call Hinata?
Hinatub. I think I did. It was like my old notes from the first time.
Fun. Oh, I also just realized, and I just messaged you this, Hannah, we, I don't think ever calculated our MVP and LVP points at the end of season 3.
I feel like
we
were,
because I can't find the totals.
Oh, I didn't do that. We'll do it another time.
And then I just was like, we already did that, so I don't have to think about it.
Guess, I think that must be.
So,
have to listen to the episode again.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing to do. Maybe we could do like a bonus ep to do end of season 3.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then maybe a halfway point. We'll see. Through season four.
That sounds good.
But as for right now, we're going to be covering episode 5, Hunger. And this covers chapters 2016, Lost Part 2, 2018 to the very end, 2019, Hunger, and 2020, Back Together.
Mm-hmm. Should we get into it?
Yeah. My first note is just, yay, Kageyama. So that's a great start. And then I said, who is they? Because if you'll remember, I watched this episode first. And I actually still don't know who they're talking about, because I rewatched the episode, like, through Sarah Pavin, but not on its own. So I'm like, who was they? I don't know.
In what context?
I don't know. I just wrote, who is they?
You wrote, who is they?
Yeah, who is, quotes, they. And then I said, the twins? Why did they switch to talking about them? I gave myself no context for this. And I forgot that I wrote this. So we'll never know.
Great. Okay, well, just if you... whoever's watched the episode super recently might remember. I watched it last night.
It's in the first couple seconds, I'm assuming. But the next thing I just have is Suki getting yelled at for not doing a good job. And then he gets all, like, disgruntled. And Hinata thinks it's very funny.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I didn't have anything about Kageyama at first. I just went into the Hinata training camp. They're still doing the 2-on-2s, which is very fun. There's like Kunimi versus Goshiki, like, showdown. It's just,
that's so fun.
It's so fun. I want to see everyone. I love training camp. IQ paired up and playing each other.
Yes. Like, I don't want to pick my own team, but I do want to watch every single possible pair all play together. So if anyone does the, what do you call it?
The bracket? Game?
Bracket?
It's not really bracket? A bracket.
No.
It's like a build your own team?
Yeah, if anyone does the build your own team, please either animate or describe in detail how your team would match. Play. Yeah, please.
Your team and another one. Oh, the oyster situation happens now. The one that you told us about last episode because you'd already seen it.
I was also like, I forgot that the Shira Toizawa, the other guy, was also a glasses guy. And so they're like, oh, Shira Toizawa coach is sick. And then it just showed, what's his name, sitting in the back. I was like, is he sick? I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah, this is so funny to think about you watching this and you're like, sick from oysters? Okay.
So random. And then he's like sitting with his arms crossed in the back. Yeah. I'm like, what? Oh, man.
But yeah, I kind of forgot that like one of the Shira Torizawa coaches has been coaching Shira Torizawa this whole time.
Yeah.
And then in this episode, he was sick. So everyone's training together, which
I literally still didn't get that.
What a
thank you, Hannah.
Yes, that's explaining. Why the whole team. That's why Ushijima was there and Tendo and the other ones. I have to look up their names again. Is Shirabu one of them? Shirabu with the split.
That
bangs.
Sounds familiar.
Like this.
Oh, maybe the blonde bob.
Yeah, the it's sandy. Like a dark, it's like a dirty blonde.
Dirty blonde.
Didn't
I make my hair like him one time?
Yeah. Haikyuu. Hang on. That is him.
Good job.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's a good excuse to like have a whole team here again at training camp. How convenient.
Nice. Yeah.
And then we have Hinata like
bothering them all.
Asking for advice.
Aww, Hinata.
It's pretty cute.
It's pretty cute. The animation of him, like a far away him standing next to Uchijima and Tendo. He's so small.
Yeah, so small. Tiny. It's really cute. And then, was it Shirabu telling Koshiki, like, well, Hinata at least is asking Uchijima for advice while he's still here. Have you done that yet? Like, now might be a good time.
Is Shirabu, like, second year? Do you know?
I think so. I had it up 1 second. yeah, second year. Good job.
I wonder what his relationship with Uchijima is. Like, is he also scared of him? Or, like, is he just kind of, like, teasing Koshiki, like, because Hinata's his rival as well as everyone else?
I could see, like, a little of both.
Okay.
Like, he's right that, like, Koshiki should go ask for advice and he shouldn't be so proud. Like, it was a good...
True.
Yeah, it was just, like, a funny burn to be like, well, Hinata's doing that. Like, you can't even do that because you're too proud. Hinata has no pride. He will humiliate himself.
But he has constantly. And yet has so much pride.
Yeah. Exactly. He just has no embarrassment, I should say.
Ooh, there you go.
And it worked. And then Koshiki runs over there and they're both like, Ushiwaka.
I have a question too. On Sarah Pavin's video, she was like, I want to know the answer that Uchijima gave Hinata. And then she was like, also, what did Koshiki ask? She's like, because you know he made something up on the spot.
For sure. Yeah, I wanted to know too. I'm like, yeah, Uchijima, what are you thinking about when you're receiving?
What would he say? I want to know. I feel like he would just be like, receiving.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, but it's like a really cute little montage of Hinata like learning and observing and picking up on things.
And imitating and practicing.
Yeah. It's really cute.
It's so cute.
And this is their last days at the training camp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's day 5, right? Yeah.
Yes, their last day at each training camp, I should say.
Wow. Feel like it's been years. We're seeing like so much of it, at least of Hinata's.
I know.
And you can see Tenda's giving him little pointers in the background. Mm-hmm. And he's still working so hard at his job.
Yeah.
We see a little bit of Kageyama now. Basically just showing that everyone's like really good. And like, it's just like at a really high level of volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Like when, I don't know who it was, but when someone dug up the ball and then like he dived for it and then like moved out of the way so Kageyama could run forward. And Kageyama's like, that is crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. I feel like it was. The eyebrows guy, maybe, like,
Oh, I wonder.
Shiburu's friend.
Maybe. I can't picture his little eyebrows diving, but maybe.
I don't know how to Google that quickly, so we're just gonna leave it alone.
Eyebrows guy, heck you.
Oh, yeah, but they're playing like a position shuffle, game. I want to say game or like, what's a better word?
Why is scruffle in my head?
Scruffle.
No.
Scrimmage?
Scrimmage. There you go.
That's another
word. That's the word I'm thinking of.
Like scruffle. Oh, like a drill. I think that's so fun. That's such a good idea. So yeah. What's his name? The little guy.
The white guy? Sarah Pavin just calls him Elf.
Elf?
She thinks he looks like an elf.
I could see that. Oh, okay. It's Hoshiumi.
Yeah. Hoshiumi. Yeah. Okay.
Found it. But he's setting. to Kageyama, who spikes
it. Oh, interesting. Wow, and that is impressive.
Cogs is an amazing spiker, so that's always very fun to see. He killed it.
So good.
Yeah. And he's having a lot of fun.
Interesting. That is interesting.
And I think, yeah, he's having fun, I think, trying a different position. And I think he's also just having fun playing with this level. Like, you can see him, like, he's really enjoying it. It's cool.
That's true. That makes me, I feel like jealous, as if I was on Kageyama's team and he was like having more fun with a different team.
Yeah, that's fair. You are on his team.
I wonder if he's going to talk about it much. If he'll be like, oh, at training camp we did this. He doesn't say very much though, so I feel like probably not.
I know.
But he's probably thinking it.
Yeah. Then we have another moment where someone comes up behind him and starts talking at him. It was Atsumu, who, by the way, is an amazing setter himself. He's like, you're having so much fun spiking.
He's not lying.
Ooh, yeah. He's like, are you sure you want to be a setter? And then even it has like the subtitles for Kageyama's shirt, and it says the way of the setter is it's on his shirt.
So he's committed. Like, maybe you need to reevaluate. Yeah, that would be reevaluating his whole life if his entire life changed positions. And I feel like I also definitely thought this happened last episode because I got these super confused. So Sakusa, that's curly hair that I'm motioning to right now.
Yes.
Sakusa confronted him at the lunch table and then last episode. And then in this episode, Atsumu talks to him and also
Hoshumi?
Oh, what is it?
Hoshumi.
Hoshumi. Him
and Atsumu also did last episode.
Oh.
This episode, okay. It was just Atsumu, and it wasn't like as much of a deal. It just was kind of funny that people always are going up to Kageyama and just saying stuff.
Yeah. I think, and I feel like, especially because Atsumu is a setter, do you feel like he is, what's the word for it? Just like trying to get under Kageyama's skin to like freak him out? Because Atsumu wants to be the best setter.
Ooh, interesting. I think I could see that in his personality a little bit. But I don't know. Yeah, it's really hard to tell. What do you think?
Oh, wait. Who's... I can't think of any names. So it's
Kageyama?
Bungo Stray Dogs. Dazai. Who's Dazai's voice? Is that Atsumu or is that Sakusa?
Atsumu.
Okay.
You could really tell in this scene.
Yeah, and what Sarah Pavin said is she's like, I don't like this guy's voice. It's slippery, it's slimy.
That's so funny.
And everyone in the comments was dying.
So funny. No, I love it. I love hearing his voice. It's so great.
He sounds like a trickster.
And then we get Kageyama literally asks him, what did you mean when you called me a goody two shoes?
Okay.
Which is still not very helpful. So like, no. It's still fine that we asked our listeners for an explanation because he says, oh, you're just a serious, honest, and all around good kid. Which is like, oh, okay.
What?
And you're like a rebel or something.
Right.
What are you saying? Is he just like, and I'm crazy?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what he's saying. He's like, unlike me, who's wild. You can't control me.
What year do you think he is?
He seems big. I feel like second year, though. I don't think he's third year. But he also seems too big to be first.
That's my guess, too. Yeah, he's a second year right now.
Okay.
At Inarizaki, if we haven't said that.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked that up. So here, some of my notes, which are a little confused. So I'm making notes about the goody two shoes thing, and yeah. Kageyama asks, you know, what did you mean by that? And I was like, when did this even happen? And then, and then I say, no, but what does he mean? I was like, yeah. This didn't make any sense to me. And then my next note is, I thought we would get to see more of these people because then they leave. I'm like, I barely know.
And then you like, at no point did you think, maybe I did miss something.
Absolutely not. That's funny. It's just like, what a confusing show.
Oh, hi, Q. Always jumping around. But yeah, they're like wrapping up the Tokyo training camp. And it's so cute. I love like Kageyama and his new friends / rivals.
His new broccoli head friend.
Yeah, and he's like, he walks out with him. And then he's like, wait, I don't know how to get to the train station.
But like, he wasn't even like, wait. Someone tell me. He was just like casually like, hey, do you know?
yeah
like we had no plan.
But it's so cute. Everyone's like, see you at this tournament.
Ooh, that's so exciting. I can't wait. Oh my goodness,
I know.
Head Tokyo.
And then we also see Hinata leaving the training camp.
Yeah,
and everyone there is friends now too.
They're such good friends.
Such good friends.
Everyone.
And Kagenagawa is running up to them. He runs up to Tsuki. And he's like, Tsuki, Kendaichi. I think it was Kendaichi.
That's
like,
so cute.
The only two email addresses I didn't get yet.
Oh, my goodness. He's so it's so cute. Oh, my word. Does he end up giving it to him? I can't remember.
They don't really show, but Tsuki's not like, no. So I hope so.
That's true. That's very cute. I thought it was funny that he was asking for people's email addresses. And I was like, when did this come out? Like, why is he getting email addresses? And I did some research and I found out some crazy stuff. Are you ready for this?
Wait, yeah.
I copied and pasted this all. So, unlike in the US and many other countries, messaging in Japan between cell phones is, strangely, largely serviced by good old-fashioned email, with most cell phone accounts coming equipped with a paired email address.
What?
Really? Yeah. These days, smartphones with apps like Line, which is Japan's most popular social network, didn't know that. Facebook Messenger, WeChat, and other apps, they're slowly replacing the cumbersome use of email, but SMS and MMS messaging, as is predominantly used in Western countries, simply never caught on like it did elsewhere. Because they were like, well, I have this email that's attached to my phone.
Yeah.
That I can write whole sentences or like write whole paragraphs in. And then the other apps came along. And so they just never really got into texting.
That's so interesting. I mean, we like predominantly use Messenger.
Right. So that's like how it was. And I guess Koganagawa was just still into the email.
That's so cute. I wonder if that's what Hinata was using to talk to
Kenma
too.
Cute. I bet. Whoa. One more fun fact is that according to this article from Anime Network, up until fairly recently, messaging, SMS and MMS, well, I don't know what MMS is, but SMS messages could only travel between different users on the same mobile service. So like, it would be like, if I'm on Verizon, I can only text Verizon people. Isn't that crazy?
That's so crazy. So yeah, why would you use that?
Exactly.
Huh. Fascinating.
Yeah. And there was a pretty cute scene. Well, I don't know if it was... Yeah, it was pretty cute.
Was it cute?
With Kindaichi.
Yeah. Do you want to try to explain it?
He really badly... Oh, yeah, maybe it wasn't cute. Okay, so I thought he was just wanting to be like, how's Kageyama? Like, I thought there was, like, some care. And he did ask how Kageyama was doing, but his motives were not as pure as just wondering how his old schoolmate was.
No.
And what I heard, I don't know what is my own thought, because I watched it like weeks ago and now I read comments, so I'm not sure if I came up with this or if I just read this.
Yeah.
But basically people were talking about how he possibly wishes he handled things differently in middle school and is kind of like almost blaming himself, like, was it me that made him like this? Should I have been more flexible with him, like tried harder? Which I think it was pretty cute that he was like thinking back to his middle school days and think about Kageyama, but
yeah.
Interesting scene.
And then Kunimi steps in and is like, stop dwelling on junior high.
Yeah. Good point, Kunimi.
Which is good too. But they leave and I'm like, okay, like Hinata and Kindaichi are definitely friends now.
They're friends! Adorable! Really,
yeah.
I love Kindaichi.
I know. Who knew?
I'm giving him a point.
LV. Whoa. Whoa, not yet. Slow down. Oh, also, Kunimi in a scarf. Very cute.
Oh, very cute.
Everyone in scarves. Very cute.
Everyone in scarves. Very cute. I guess I don't really have anything to say, but I saw, like, Sarah Pavin, like, talked about how, like, not weak, but how lazy Kunimi is, and all the people in the comments were, like, hyping him up as being, like, he's really good and is very purposeful in what he does. And I think Kunimi is also cool, even though I don't know him as well.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty cool. And maybe we'll do their character stats at the end of this.
I didn't actually see who's he sent.
Oh, yeah. So. It's Kindaichi and Kunimi.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Aww.
Then they have an all caps reunion. And then my next note is that should hug. I meant to say totally. They, but it's just T-H-E-T. They should hug.
They should hug. Before that, we sit in on a meeting or like a dinner with the Shira Torizawa coaches.
Oh, again. I don't remember this.
I figured. I can tell. They talk about how, because they're catching up the one coach who got sick.
Oh,
and they're like, yeah,
I probably was like, who are they talking to?
Yeah, totally. They're like, he's like, so Hinata never got to play. He was ball boy the whole time. And they're like, yes, but he was like the most hyped and he influenced the other players without even like training with them.
Hinata's so great. He makes everyone try so hard, but in a happy way.
Yeah. Yeah, really cute. And the mean coach, I forgot his name again. I knew it.
Briefly. Fine.
hang on, I want to find out. Shiratori.
It's like
Sawa.
Shizu. Shimu.
Washijo.
Oh, okay.
Washijo.
Washijo.
He has like a little monologue about it's like about Hinata.
But this is the name of the episode. Hunger.
Oh, that he's a hunger to like be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So I don't really know, like, did you have any takeaways from that? Like, does he like respect Hinata a bit more now, or
I think so.
Understands himself a bit more or something. I don't know.
I feel like he intended that speech to be like, we're always lacking, like we'll always have that hunger. But I feel like the way that it was presented, like, gave Hinata way more respect than he ever has in the past.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think he can come around.
Yeah. It might not be too late.
Yep.
For Washijo.
Mm-hmm.
But although I'm like wondering when we'll see him again. Maybe this might be like the last.
That was his arc.
Closure.
Very low arc.
Yeah. It's a little higher than when it started.
Yeah. Good job, Hinata.
And then they order oysters again.
Ridiculous. Should we get oysters in Chicago? Yumi and Krista.
Like, where? Like, at the festival? In the hot? At the yuck. Hot?
It's disgusting.
Nasty, sunny festival.
Smoking oysters.
Oh, that sounds like not the time to have oysters. But it would be fun.
All right.
The night before or something.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, now continue with the reunion. Yes.
Yep. Reunion. They should hug. They probably think about it, but they don't do it.
Yeah.
Instead, they race, which is so funny. That's their love language.
Classic. Yeah.
And then I was like, it's actually crazy Hinata can keep up, because Kageyama is quite a bit taller than him. Like, that is impressive.
It's true.
Then my other note is, they're best friends, and also they love volleyball.
That is haiku in a nutshell.
Best friends who love volleyball.
Yeah.
Subtitle.
Okay, but like seeing them view each other again through the lens of like rivals, you can just tell they've been reminded that like they might not always be on the same team. And they do want to beat each other, actually.
They do.
Crazy. We forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was so cute.
It was very cute. Then I say Kageyama doing an encourage. Do you know what I mean there?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered that iconic line.
Yeah. Before that, so they run to the gym. The gym's not even open.
Yeah.
But Hinata has a volleyball just in his bag, ready to go at a moment's notice. And then they're like passing in the front yard.
Like, they're the best
very
friends.
First? Like very first season, the beginning.
So reminiscent. But like, I feel like
the second episode or third.
So wasn't that like Hinata and Suga? Or did Kageyama and Hinata pass the ball?
I thought Kageyama and Hinata did, and then Suki, like, came up, and it's like...
Oh, yeah! Mean. That did happen. Oh, cute! Because I was gonna say, like, I bet, you know, the first time they met, they wouldn't have been passing to each other, because they hated each other so much. But it took them, like, one episode for them to get over that and toss to each other anyway.
Yeah, well, they weren't allowed to play right away.
That's so funny. Wow. Look how far they've come.
Yeah. And then they're catching up and they're filling each other in on everyone they met.
Oh my goodness!
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
And Kageyama's like, there was another little giant there.
Who?
Hinata is shook. He can't handle it. And then Tanaka comes swinging the keys. Like,
yes, you guys be best senpai.
Just a great episode. Great scene.
So
cute.
And the line that Hinata, nope, the line that Kageyama says to Hinata, they're like on the stairs stopped. I don't remember why.
They're going to the gym with Tanaka.
Okay, so it's when they're with him. And he says, he like stops him. Kageyama stops Hinata and he says, like, hey, you can fly higher.
You can fly even higher.
Definitely as encouragement, because that coming from Kageyama could totally not be that.
Oh, but it was like, obviously meaningful, very meaningful.
Oh my goodness.
Because like, I think he's like seen these other players too, and he saw this other little giant, and he's like,
yeah,
Hinata could do that.
Hinata can do that.
Hinata do that.
Hina do that for sure. That reminded me. This is another Sarah Pavin quote. It was when Kageyama saw the white-haired guy, Hoshiyumi, and he like wasn't impressed, you know? And then Hoshiyumi freaks out. Sarah Pavin was like, Kageyama's like, yeah, I've seen it. I have my own. He just has orange hair instead of white. It's so funny.
Oh, cute. That is exactly what he was thinking.
Yeah, he's like, I know someone who could do that. And he tells his little friend that. So cute.
So cute. Because they are best friends.
Because they're best friends. Oh man. Who love volleyball.
Yeah.
And then at the end, we find out who they're playing. I tried to guess who they were going to play. My guesses were Nekoma, which isn't a great guess. But then I was like, Alba Josai? That would be crazy.
I know.
But instead, it's Daytek, which is also pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And pretty cute because we just saw Kuganagawa.
I know.
Was that the only one from Daytek?
I think so.
I feel like he's like one of the very few first years, right?
Yeah, I think
isn't
so.
It mostly older? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he was like a newer setter.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be fun to see him again.
Yep.
That's where it ends.
Do you have any thoughts who you would give your MVP to?
I'm struggling because in this episode, like, everyone's just being so cute.
So cute.
And it just makes me really happy. And
MVP is for like, everyone.
The best. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just do, like, Hinata and Kageyama, but...
That's cute.
I mean, you can't go wrong, I guess. I could give one to, Koshiki for asking advice.
No, and he didn't even do a good job.
Really good. Yeah, you're right. He, maybe Shirabu for telling him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who I like mentioned.
I already mentioned who I would give. I am going to give to Kendaichi because
yeah,
I didn't like Kendaichi, but now I love Kendaichi.
I know.
Because he's actually a great guy. He just was really... He was just not good with Kageyama. Like, he got with Oikawa, and Oikawa, I think, brought the best out of him. And now he's a better person for it.
And they were, like... They were kids, you know?
Yeah.
They've grown up a bit into
first
years.
Yeah.
Do you have another one? I really don't know.
Should we give joint Hinata Kageyama points again? Like, you give one, I'll give the other.
Yeah. But I...
Then you have to think of another one, but...
I'm just going to give them each a point. I have to. Like, especially with Kageyama, like, encouraging Hinata at the end.
Oh, my goodness.
And then how Hinata was, like, the most motivated at that training camp. And he inspired everyone else.
They were so good.
You just got it. They were both
so good.
But you're going to pick Kageyama, aren't you? Aren't you?
You couldn't even see my face. It was behind a phone. Yeah,
I didn't have to see your face. I did not have to see your face. I just knew.
It's been a minute. And that's the cutest thing he's ever said.
Yeah.
Oh my
word. And him just like making friends on this training camp.
Oh.
I can't get over it.
It was really good. Okay, what would you rate this?
Dude, I want to rate this one high.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was so happy and like giggling. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Like a 9? Or like a 9.5?
Whoa!
I don't know. What are you thinking?
I mean, I'm going to go high too.
Yeah.
Now you're having me second guessing.
We should just like write them down and then like flip the card
around. Okay.
But I'm worried that you like didn't like, because you watched them out of order. Like maybe it didn't like.
I did.
Hit you as hard as it should have.
Right.
Because it was
right.
Really cute, Marley.
It was so it was cute. So I do remember cute. How cute it was. I wrote mine down. Do you write yours down?
I already told you it.
Oh, did you decide between 9 and 9.5?
I'll do 9, I guess. And an 8.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I want to, like, confer with you. Oh, shoot.
Do you want to give it a 9.5? To bring it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be crazy and give it a 9.5.
Okay.
So it'll be 8.75?
Yeah.
I think that's good.
That's good. Definitely our highest so far. This season, I mean.
Season's all been, like, pretty high, but yeah, this is the highest one.
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, kind of crazy. They're not even playing a match. But that's okay.
I know.
Sometimes these are the best episodes, like training camp.
Like I wish I would have given training camp a 10 in there because that was so good. I feel like, I wonder though if I'll have the same feeling watching back these ones.
I know. Maybe.
Maybe. Let's talk about one of our MVPs and then a runner-up. Kunimi didn't really get... He didn't really do that much this episode, but we never went over his character stats ever. And I don't know, like, when we'll see them again, so.
Yeah. Ugh, I miss Alba Jose every day.
Yeah, man. Ugh.
I think Oikawa was in, like, the opening montage for, like, a second.
Yeah. Yeah, where he says... Have you even tried doing what Hinata wants?
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Kageyama's really... That montage was so confusing for me. But he's really trying to... I think Kageyama is really taking in the balance between Oikawa's tactic, which really is like... I don't know. Well, Oikawa has feedback too. He'll tell players what he thinks they should do. But he's so good at listening to other people and adjusting for them. Mm-hmm. A combination of that and his old self, which is like, I know what's best. I'm doing what's best no matter what.
Yeah, for sure.
I think this is going to be a good season for Kageyama.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to pick one and I'll do the other?
I have Kindaichi up right now.
Okay, go for it.
So he's an Alba Josei High School first year. His position is middle blocker. I kind of forgot that he was same as Hinata. Okay. His height is 189 centimeters. weight 74.3 kilograms. I like how sometimes, like, I always get the English translation right, but like sometimes it's got like the metric system and sometimes it's the American way.
Yep. And we're like, we don't know what that means.
Yep. Nope. His birthday is 6th of June. Oh. Mine is the 26th, so that's pretty fun. His favorite food is grilled corn, which honestly is so good.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Good choice. Put some salt and pepper on there.
Oh, delish. Okay, let me know what you think of this concern. His current concern is that girls in his class said that Kindechi-kun kind of seems more lanky than he does tall, right?
I feel like you can be both.
First of all, you can be both.
That's funny.
I kind of feel like I thought Kindechi was kind of like big. Like, I did not think of him as lanky.
I feel like they don't actually animate anyone really lanky except like Tendao.
And like, I think like Tsuki. And like, I think like Kageyama is more lanky than Kindechi, but maybe.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Yeah, good point. Not sure.
Poor Kindechi. Interesting. This is kind of interesting comparing someone who's at the first year Miyagi training camp. We just talked last week about someone who was at the Tokyo training camp.
Yeah.
And they have very different scales. Yeah. So Kindaichi's got a power of 3, jump of 3, stamina 4. Huh. His highest is stamina. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Strategy is a 2, technique 3, speed 3. So he's like super well-rounded in the middle.
Yeah.
Like very, yeah. Very like high average or like average. Except mm-hmm. he's got really good stamina. That's so interesting. I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, super interesting. I always like seeing those diagrams.
Yeah.
We'll post them on the stories.
Yes.
Okay. And then Akira Kunimi, Aba Josai High School.
Oh, I like Akira.
Yeah, that's really cute. Aba Josai High School, first year, class 6. Position, wing spiker. Height is 182.8 centimeters. Weight is 66.1 kilograms. His birthday is the 25th of March. Oh my gosh, that was 2 days ago.
Oh, happy birthday, Kunimi.
Happy birthday, Kunimi. His favorite food is salted caramel.
Yum.
Pretty good. His current concern, staying awake during class is hard.
Bro, dude. I literally felt that at work today. I was in office and I was like, I cannot fall asleep at my desk. Someone will see me.
Been there. Okay, and then his ability parameters. Power 3, jump 3, stamina 3, strategy 5.
Ooh.
Technique 3, speed 3.
He's good.
So, yeah. It's interesting comparing him to Kindechi.
Yeah.
Who also has a lot of 3s. Mm-hmm. But Kunimi has a lot of strategy. It's cool.
Yeah. Speaking of salted caramel, I have a friend who thinks salt with sweet is literally gross. Like when she would see like salted caramel, salted chocolate, she was like, who eats that? That's so ridiculous. Like no one likes that. And then she like realized that other people did like it. And she's like, I thought that was a myth. She thought it's crazy. She hates it.
What?
I know. I was like, I love it.
Salt brings out the flavors. Like, you need to put a little salt when you bake, because it...
She said, like, cookies, you can't taste. But, like, she said, if you sprinkle salt...
But the principle is that it brings out the flavors, is what I'm saying. Mm. Like, that's why you put it in baking. Mm. But it's so good having some chunky salt chunks on top of, like, a chocolate chip cookie.
So good.
It's, like, kind of gooey.
Delicious.
Are you kidding?
That's our favorite food. What would your favorite food be on your stats?
We should get
boba tea.
What'd you just say?
Ramen and boba tea.
Ooh. Is that both for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you did you think too. I was picking one for you?
Yeah, I thought maybe I was ramen.
Maybe you want to be? This was fun. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, follow us on our Instagram or TikTok where we're not very active, but I shouldn't say that. In the meantime, follow us on our Instagram at the Haikyuu Summit.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.